Hey, we found Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Dan.
How are you? Good. Thanks for what you do.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So this list of wild things that you folks have caught at the airport. We were just talking about the candle that had marijuana in it.
Yeah, that got a lot of attention.
Was it a real candle?
Yeah, it was a real candle. There was some kind of like marijuana paste in the middle. It was like the dark green layer that kind of looked like guacamole. A lot of people said,
right, really bad pesto.
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow!
It was this Secret Santa gift,
right?
And I guess the guy didn't know that it had marijuana in it.
Oh, okay. Had no idea.
That's the best excuse.
So you guys get to keep that, right?
That's the number one excuse we get anytime we catch people with prohibited items.
It was a gift.
I didn't know it was there.
Right. I had
it
no
was
idea.
A gift or I didn't know it was there.
A gun in your rectum, I had no idea it was put there. Yeah. I was looking for it myself. Thank God you found it.
Have you ever found anyone, you know, when they go through the body scan with stuff inside their body?
Yeah, I mean, we have in the past. I haven't seen anything in New England like that the past couple of years where there's been, you know, most of the guns we find are in carry-on bags.
Right. That's they found the candle, that guy.
I was in the shower and I slipped.
How much stuff do you find with those body scans?
To be honest, the majority of the prohibited items we find are when people put their bag on the conveyor belt to go through our CT, computed tomography scanners.
Right.
That's where we find most of the stuff. So what will happen is, you know, you put your bag on, it goes through, and then you have to walk through a metal detector first.
Yeah.
If you beep two or three times, we're going to put you through our advanced image technology. That's the thing where you put your hands up, and then it does the 380
scan
or 360 scan around your body. So those are rare, but you know, that's when people, you know, they tend to get a little upset because they don't, first of all, they get annoyed that they have to go through the regular metal detector, and then if they keep beeping, now they got to go through the AIT, and then if there's some type of anomaly that we see something hidden on someone, then we have to do a pat down.
Oh,
so it's this long process.
So folks pay for that.
Well, not long, but you know, we have steps, you know, that we have to go through, and you know, people are trying to get to their plane. They get annoyed. So sometimes they get mad.
I'd rather have that than be strapped to a seat that's flying through the air.
Right. Yeah. I have no
like,
problem.
What happened? I heard a boom and now I'm flying through the air on a seat.
Right.
Yeah, I'm good with you searching.
Yeah, no, keep looking. Yeah, feel free.
I'm skeeved out that when I get in that machine, I have to put my feet right on top of where every foot. Right. I don't know how often that gets cleaned, but I feel like I'm stepping on, meeting my foot
juice
to 100,000 other feet.
Right.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you don't have TSA pre-check. So you don't have your shoes on.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do not.
If you had pre-check, you'd have your shoes on.
Yeah, that's
where
the trouble
is. Yeah, but how does pre-check work? I mean, I'm checked, you know, prior, but...
You walk right in.
Yeah, but who's to say I didn't turn around like I got pre-checked, now I have a bomb on me and I'm walking right in?
Well, no, you're not walking right in. You still have to go through security, but you're going through another line.
Right.
The line is always shorter. Always shorter. I'd say 99%. I've been through a TSA pre-check line, I think, once where it was longer than the regular line. But
yeah. I don't know. It comes to flying,
a separate line.
Check me for ticks. I don't care.
Yeah. You get to keep your shoes on. You get to keep a light jacket on. You don't have to take your laptop out of your bag. So you do have some, you know, I wouldn't call them privileges, but you have some things that you don't have to do.
Sounds worth it, especially if you travel on a regular basis. I might get on a plane once or twice a year, so it doesn't seem worth it.
Well, it's $78 for 5 years.
Wow.
So
there's a bargain.
Twice a year, that's 10 times. That's $7.80 every time.
TSA spokesman for New England, Dan Velez, is on. AJ, did you know that they screen about 196,000 people just in the weekend from January 6th to 8th?
I had no idea, no. A lot of folks.
That seems pretty.
A lot of screening.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's actually a low number.
Really? That's a light weekend, yes. Wow.
Yeah. Usually it's, it depends, in the summertime, that number goes up to 300,000, 400,000.
It's amazing. You can get that many people through.
Seriously.
Yeah, Boston's this year it was the 12th, ranked 12th for the amount of people that we screen.
Oh, Logan?
Yep.
Which airport's the busiest?
Usually hovers around 15.
In the country.
LAX.
LAX.
Yep.
Oh, for some reason, I would have picked New York.
Yeah, all that time, it was LA 10. I had no idea.
All right, so we're going to go over the list of odd items screened out at the TSA. Awesome. Daniel Velez, TSA spokesperson for New England, on the show. We're talking about the odd things they caught in the airport.
Yep.
And the first thing was a candle that contained marijuana. Traveler said it was a Secret Santa gift.
Yes.
What else, Dan?
So in November of last year, we had some folks try to go through with 8-ounce canisters of propane fuel. It's never a good idea to bring propane or anything flammable in your carry-on bag.
Oh my God, why would you bring propane? You could buy it anywhere you land.
I don't know. Maybe it was a certain brand. This guy they didn't have it where he was going. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
what did he need it for? Do you ask a bunch of questions to make sure?
Yeah.
That they're not
adds up
potential terrorists.
Well, here's the thing: our transportation security officers, we call them TSOs, they're not law enforcement. So we're security. So what they do is when they find these prohibited items, they do question them, and they tell the folks that they can't go through with the item, so they have to surrender the item. That's, there's a misconception there. A lot of people think that we take and confiscate the item. Not true. The person has the option. They can take the item back with them, but they're not going through security.
Right.
So people have the option. But what we do is, if need be, we call local law enforcement, which is usually right there in the airport, so it doesn't take them long to get there.
What do you do with all these items?
Is there like a lost and found room?
So, yeah, we do.
Well, they're not lost and they're not found.
Right.
They're confiscated items.
Well, that person lost it.
So do they get dumped?
They're surrendered items. We keep them for about 3 to 4 months, and each airport has some type of contract with like a salvage, local salvage yard.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and then they'll pick them up every 3 or 4 months, and then those folks take them away, and they do whatever they do with them.
So you keep them for 3 or 4 months so the passenger could come back and reclaim them, or no?
No, technically passengers cannot come back and reclaim them because we don't
keep track.
We can't keep track.
Yeah, it's like, which propane tank is yours?
Yeah. Whose weed candle? I don't know.
Yeah. So why do you keep them for 3 or 4 months? You just collect a pile until it's like filling a dumpster.
It's just the contracts that we have with the salvage yard.
Like the garbage day.
To just pick them up.
What's the number one thing that you find? What is it? A bottle of water?
Drugs?
Yeah, bottle of water?
It's water. Yeah.
Water.
Yeah, people, if they have 4 or 5 ounces, can't go through. It can be 3.4 or less. Anything above that, can't go through.
Yeah, that's... And then makeup?
Makeup?
Yeah.
No.
No? Really? That's makeup. Okay?
See, I mean, more of a makeup.
Shampoo?
Could be like C4 in makeup container.
Yeah, I see what you're asking. excuse me. Anything liquid, yeah. So if it's a liquid makeup, then yes.
Wow.
But why is water such a bad thing?
Solution for your contacts.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Saline, yeah.
Absolutely.
I've seen a lot of this get dumped.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, any of that stuff.
Okay, so let's get back to this. So Dan Velez is TSA spokesman for the New England region, TSA. A flare.
Awesome. Yeah. So we had the propane fuel.
Yeah.
And then the next four are all from Boston. We had a cane with a blade inside of it. It was actually like a 6-inch blade.
Yeah, cloak and dagger, yep.
It's hard to say. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, he did. He claimed he had no idea the blade was in there.
Right, right. In fact, there's blood on it. I have no idea either.
And then number three was another cane.
I would have said I used it to pick up litter.
Right. Right. Every now and then I get this itch.
That's how I cut my steak. What?
Right.
What?
So we had another cane, but instead of a blade this time, it had a built-in taser. We'd never seen one of those before.
Whoa.
That's pretty cool.
Can I have that?
That is pretty cool.
I'll come pick it up. No?
It might be at a salvage yard somewhere outside of Boston.
All right, fine.
It's something to keep in mind when you see someone with a cane.
Right.
Yeah. Could be
a worthy adversary.
Not what you think.
Exactly.
John Wick situation.
You'd be surprised at some of the type of defense items that people carry with them. It's unreal.
I just think they'll sue, so we're good.
So number two wasn't actually a weapon, but it's... This was back in February of last year. We found $10,000 hidden inside of a slow cooker.
Oh, that's where I left it. I'll be right there. In a slow cooker, right.
They actually took the slow cooker apart and wedged the money inside of one of the...
In between the cylinders? In between the outside and the actual cooking part?
Wow.
It was actually pretty clever, but... So here's the thing, too. We don't care how much money you're bringing through, but if you're bringing it through in a manner where it's a little suspicious, we call the cops.
It becomes an issue, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So if someone had a bag of money with $10,000, that's fine, but they tried to hide it from you. So now, all right, step over here. The police need to sort this out.
Yep, exactly. Gotcha. We have people bring through $1 million.
Where are these people getting the money?
No, it's just interesting that they
cash on them,
they would just carry that in cash.
Yeah.
Can you imagine forgetting the money's in your pressure cooker and you're making stew?
Right. Yeah, very expensive meal.
It doesn't smell right.
It smells rich, doesn't it? It smells rich.
Wow.
All right. And then number one was back in March of last year. We found a 10-inch butcher knife inside of a baby car seat.
Oh.
It was wedged in the side.
Oh, from the Play School murder set, yes.
Yeah. And the woman claimed that she didn't know the knife was there.
Right.
So.
The baby hit it there.
These kids today. they're always getting into something.
Yeah, it's funny how they put... things with things
with the baby.
The bad items with things that seem innocent.
Right, the baby. Yep.
No one's gonna check a baby car seat. It's a baby car seat.
The baby might be a criminal mastermind for all we know. They're very advanced nowadays.
Yep, you never know.
Right.
But then you've had throwing stars.
Oh. Those are fun.
Yeah, those are popular.
Those are fun. Yep.
Switchblades.
Nice.
One of the things that when I go up to Manchester, New Hampshire, to do any type of media event, we always have prohibited item tables when I go out there and meet with the media. You know, so people come over and they take a look at all the items. And one of my favorite is always this hairbrush, where it seems just like an innocent hairbrush. But when you pull it apart, it's got this really ominous dagger inside of it. It's one of my favorite prohibited items every time I go up there.
They call it brush with death.
I'm glad you guys are sorting this out because there are a lot of these on-flight craziness.
Uh-huh.
And trust me, some of these items that you confiscated would have ended up in one of these
skirmishes.
On-flight skirmishes.
Yep. Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, people are still attacking flight attendants almost on a daily basis.
Why? People knock it off.
What is it about flying that makes people go bananas? You have less violence on a bus, and you would think that, well, it only costs 99 cents to get on this thing. You're going to have all kinds of people on this.
Right.
You know? Why is it you get on an airplane, people feel like, now I'm going to go crazy?
Is it a height thing? It changes their DNA?
Could be. It could be, I think, just my opinion, but I think it's a space thing. There's not a lot of space. So when people are crammed into such a small area, they get a little agitated.
You get a more expensive ticket, fly first class.
Yeah.
No, there you go.
I think you're right. I think you're onto something here.
Yep.
Dan, thanks for coming on. Thanks for what you do.
Yeah, thank
you. Keep us all safe.
Please.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.